Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all y'all out there in the Read the Word land, reading the Bible through chronologically in 1 year. Reading it just how it happened. Now, it's a little different. I've been thinking that I might get done and then just take one day and read all of 2 Samuel into one audio so you can actually hear the story in completeness without all of David's Psalms in it. I thought this was going to be really cool, but stretching this story out, David's going to get old before we even get out of the Bible. That was a good joke there. Right? David's really old. Anyways. So welcome. We're glad to have you here today. So we're going to see now, David's going to write some songs and psalms about what's going on in his life. And, of course, his son, Absalom, tried to overthrow him and then tried to kill his own dad.
Wow.
That's messed up. It's messed up. And yet David loved him, and you know, but it doesn't matter. When you're the anointed king, you don't step out of your position just because somebody don't like you.
Right.
You look at them and say, go away, little boy. That's just hard. No, it's the Bible. If we stop for every time the devil creates a disorder, how often will he create him?
All the time.
All the time. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together. I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length, the width, the depth, the height, the circumference, the radius? I added a few. So I will know the love of Christ, passes knowledge. I may be filled with all the fullness of God. You gotta be filled with all the fullness of God. Here we go. We got a bunch of Psalms. Psalm 26. I like this. A prayer for divine scrutiny and redemption. A Psalm of David. Vindicate me, O Lord. I like this already. I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart, for your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with the idolatrous mortals. The idolatrous mortals. I like that. I got me a new terminology. Nor will I go in with the hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of the evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence. So I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, and whose hands is a sinister scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. Boy, isn't that just something. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place, in the congregations I will bless the Lord. You know, David started out with vindicate me, O Lord. And it's really good to be in a place where you can pray that prayer and not be worried about it.
Yeah.
If you live righteously, and that's possible because Jesus' righteousness comes within, then you can actually be in that position. Psalm 40, faith persevering in trial. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Gotta love it. He's put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. If you remember yesterday, and what Absalom said, and Abishai said, David's a warrior. He's hiding in a pit somewhere. You see what he just said? You brought me up out of a pit. Mm-hmm. Verse 3, he's put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. And I will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. Does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak them, they are more than can be numbered. Here's God's thoughts about us. More than can be numbered again.
Mm-hmm.
It also says it in Psalm 139, too. Verse 6, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. And your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Lord, you yourself know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. You're going to hear me preach it and teach righteousness of God in Christ Jesus and the righteousness of faith till the day Jesus comes and gets us.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I am not able to look up even. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. And I speak that over the foolish leaders in the United States of America right now. Let them be ashamed and brought to as much confusion as they've sown toward us.
Yeah.
Verse 15, let them be confounded because of their shame. Who say to me, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Psalm 50, 8. And you can, you know, you can see Absalom is chasing David, trying to destroy him. And you can hear it in all of these Psalms. 58. The just judgment of the wicked. Wow. David describes the nature of the wicked to the chief musician set to do not destroy, a miktam of David. Do you indeed speak righteousness, you silent ones? Do you judge uprightly, you sons of men? No, in heart you work wickedness. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf cobra that stops its ears, which will not heed the voice of the charmers, charming ever so skillfully. Break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow, let his arrows be as if it cut in pieces. Let them be like a snail which melts away as it goes, like a stillborn child of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before you, your pots can feel the burning thorns. He shall take them away as with a whirlwind, as in his living and burning wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. Wow. Psalm 61. Assurance of God's eternal protection. David pleads to God, to the chief musician on a stringed instrument, a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my ear. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Well, you and I are the tabernacle. Yeah. Amen. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years, as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Psalm 62. A calm resolve to wait for the salvation of God. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. Stop and think about it. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be moved. I wonder how many times that is in the Psalms. I'm going to look it up.
I shall not be moved.
Yeah. And God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. Their weight on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his works. And that's our theme for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 64, our last psalm for the evening, for the morning. Oppressed by the wicked, but rejoicing in the Lord. David prays for deliverance from his enemies. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words. That's their arrow.
Oh.
That they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and they do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who will see them? They devise iniquities. They devise them. We have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. He will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider his doings. The righteous, that's me, shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory. Now, circle the wagons. That's my new part of the program. You see a timestamp for it. What does that mean, Pastor? Well, at the end of the day, they circled the wagons and made a big circle of the campfire in the middle, and everybody was safe and protected, and it's a good thing. If you think about David in the context of Absalom chasing him, trying to overthrow his throne, in all those psalms, you realize David is running from his own son. Do not be a mocker of your leaders. The Bible very specifically says, honor your father and your mother, even if they're not even righteous people. Honor them. They gave you access to earth. Might have been rape. It might not have been love. It might have just been lust. Who knows? It could have been all kinds of things. You're here, so honor your father and your mother. It's the only commandment with a promise. That your days will be long on the earth. Why? Because you honor your father and your mother. So, it's an assignment. It's a commandment. It's the life of a Christian. And you can see David prayed for vengeance. We don't hate anybody, but you don't get to pervert our justice system any longer. You don't get to pervert our voting system any longer. You don't get to pervert our economic system any longer. You're a vile, treasonous person. Get out of our office. You're fired. God help us. We've fired them. Now you help them get moved out. In the mighty name of Jesus. I hope you like that, and I hope you agree with me. And if you don't, think about it for a few minutes, and you will agree with me. You and I got to be the greatest generation right now in 2022, or we'll fail our fathers who fought in World War II. And that's not a wise idea. All the whole earth is looking to you and me to stand up boldly against this mess that's going on in Jesus' mighty name. And may vengeance be poured out on them. Some people like that, but if God's vengeance don't show up, the wickedness doesn't stop. Gone to preaching, it's time to pray the prayer of salvation. The prayer of salvation. Now, for those of you who are with us tonight, maybe you just stumbled on this, like, wow. Well, you didn't stumble on it. God led you here. And we've been reading the Bible from Genesis 1, and we're all the way into 2 Samuel. And we're reading the Psalms, and it's chronological. It's been an amazing study of God's holy word. So we want you to be with us, but maybe you aren't born again. And the only way for the word of God to come alive in you is actually to be born again. Your spirit, man, brought back to life with Jesus. You pray this prayer with me, and you mean it from the depths of your heart. By the time we're done, in 60 seconds, you'll be right with God and on the path for heaven. To live eternally with him. You ready? Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me
and
everlasting life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you,
Jesus,
for it.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of
and
God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and just say it. I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a
as a believer every day.
As a believer,
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I receive it. Amen.
I receive it. Amen.
And amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We love you. Glad you're here. If that's the 50th time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. We receive you. Glad you're here. And if you're like some of us, we've prayed that prayer so many times since the pandemic began that we can pray it in our sleep.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing.
And that's a good thing. And for those of you that pray it with us, it won't be long. It'll be deep inside of you, and you'll be able to lead somebody else in the same prayer. Now, those of you that just prayed, you might be like, what's going on? Jesus, the finisher of faith, just came in. So faith came in you. Jesus, the light of the world, just came in. So light came in you. All of his love, mercy, and grace, you prayed it, just came into you. His righteousness just came into you. And guess what that means? You now have his righteousness to fight all of the effects of this earth and win. All of you can fight it and win. How amazing is that? And you don't have to fight it with your righteousness because your righteousness is going to fail, and so is mine. I mean, I was a preacher. Before I got this revelation, I've been a preacher for 20 years. Guess what? It doesn't matter. And all 20 of those years, I was charging hard saying, Jesus, help me figure out who you are and how this thing works. And here we are today, and we know how it works. We got 900 videos that we've made. It's just like it's right here. And we'll help you walk with God with all of them in Jesus' mighty name. You might say, I don't even know what to do now, Pastor. Just walk with God. Wake up every morning and look up into the ceiling and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me walk with you today. He put every one of them stars out there in the sky, hung the moon and the sun and made this whole earth. And if he can do that and made you in his image, he can help you walk with him. Don't worry about being religious. Don't worry about being Christianized. Don't worry about a denomination or a church. You're going to go to a church. They're going to be a part of a denomination problem, but it doesn't matter. You walk with God. You've been reconciled to the Father. You're in perfect relationship with him now. Talk to him every day, just like he's your Father, because he is your Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Sunday mornings right here on Read the Word, we have communion. I want to remind you of that. Make sure you're showing up on Sunday morning for communion. And then join us right here every night or every morning. You can join us in the evening. Samuel J. Cottle, Community of Faith. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. It's right down there in the comments or the notes. And it'll be a blessing. It's a 2-hour, 3-hour, 4-hour, depends on what's going on. Interactive Bible study. Tonight we studied, is cremation wrong? The power of the Holy Spirit. What happened on the day of Pentecost? That's what we studied tonight. It's a great study. You should go listen to it. It's on YouTube, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. My website is samueljcottle.com. My email address is hgpreacherman. All one word, HG for Holy Ghost, HGPreacherMan@gmail.com. You send me an email, I will send you an email. In Jesus' mighty name. For those of you that are helping us make this happen, remember, Mark 10:29-30 is yours today, right now. Everyone who gives up father, mother, sister, brother, mainly your life, to help us preach the gospel, you will in this lifetime reap 100-fold return and eternal life. So that right here, we can preach the gospel unhindered, unchecked from any financial process. I speak this over you in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, that's what I say. Remember this. We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. All of our brothers and sisters in around the world, especially in those nations where you can't openly admit to being a Christian, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Live every day in Psalm 91. Every day in Psalm 91. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans 8, 14 through 17. Every day. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. Live in it. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 11 through 20. Why? Because every one of those tells you you're a powerful, mighty, awesome warrior in God. And that's what you need to know and do and be. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.